Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Put down that remote. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, a guy who smells like Team Spirit, Phil Moore.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. And welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Mike of the yellow team and Deborah of the red team, and they're going to play the face-off game Battle of the Bands. And in this game, you have to protect your amp from a wave of sound bombarding them. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. All right, gang, into position. Ready, set, go! All right, right now we have a tie score. Yellow team just took the lead a little. Striking up some tunes while protecting their amp. Okay, the line of time at the top indicates we are getting down to the final seconds now. A lot of scoring going on. Yellow team still has the lead. And if we get down to the final seconds, this will get a winner for us. And it looks like it's going to be the yellow team pulling it off. All right, Mike, way to go. Let's sit back and play. Yeah. Way to play, Mike. You were jamming, man. All right. Hey, Mike, great playing. You won the face-off. Everyone, let's meet everyone on today's show, starting off with the yellow team, Jay and Mike. Say hey. Okay, Jay. Now, little birdie told me that you like broadcasting. What a great place to come to the taping of the arcade.
Yeah.
What did you like? What do you like about broadcasting the best?
Mostly engineering.
Engineering. And you think about doing it maybe as a career?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Hope you have a good time. Your partner there, Mike, wants to make music videos. Now, do you want to like write the songs or shoot them or direct them? What exactly do you want to do?
Shoot and direct them mainly.
Shoot and direct them mainly. And like maybe a new group or starting your own or something?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Hope you have a good time. Your opponents today are Deborah and Zara. Say hey! All right, now Deborah won an award for something dealing with art. Tell us about it.
Well, in school, I drew a black and white geometric design and put in the art show, and it won second place.
And you won, which great, terrific. And your partner helping you with Zara, she collects keychains. Now, how many keychains do you have in your collection?
About 200.
200. How long did it take you to collect that many? Gosh.
2 years.
2 years. And so now what? You got to have a favorite one.
Yeah, this weird glob. Kind of thing.
A weird glob. Well, the place where we make glob and slime. I hope you have a good time here. Everyone, welcome them to the show. Now, here is how we're going to play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's. There are points and puzzles and pop quizzes and prizes. Pow. Now, be careful, though, because there's an enemy lurking up there, and if you run into him, control gets zipped from you to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Before we get going, we have to find out where Mikey's going. Andrea, where's he headed today?
Tally-ho, Yon Crusaders. Today, Mikey's venturing into the mythical kingdom of Hamalittle. In round one, he'll be jousting his way through the enchanted forest. But beware, brave knights, because living in the forest is a fire-breathing dragon with a bad case of post-nasal drip. Ride Sir Mikey through the forest and past the goal, and you'll gallop away with 50 points, Sir Phil.
Me thanketh you, Lady Andrea. Now, yellow team, you won the face-off, and you have 25 points, and you also have control of Mikey. Get to move him first. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right.
Robot vision. Robot vision.
Now, this is another one of our video puzzles. It seems like our Nick Arcade satellite has intercepted an alien robot's transmission. Your job is to figure out what physical activity the robot is looking at. The first team that can buzz in with the correct answer will get 25 points and control. Hands on your buzzers. Ready? Let's check out the robot's vision. Remember, we're trying to figure out what physical activity the robot is watching. Yes, yellow team?
Bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping? Let's just take a look. Is it bungee jumping?
Ah, falling in, I can't get up!
It's bungee jumping, yeah! All right, you're up to 50 points and you still have control, yellow team. Move Sir Mikey again.
Down?
Mikey is going down. Yo, 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 yellow team, it's the video challenge. Hey, hey. They walking, they talking. Hey guys, how you doing? Come on in, Mike. Video challenge, get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's gonna be playing?
I am.
Jay's gonna play. Okay, Mike, hang on to the board. Jay, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, El Viento, The Addams Family, Steel Empire, and King of the Monsters. What would you like to play?
King of the Monsters?
King of the Monsters. Let's head on down. Come on with this mic. King of the Monsters. It's time for some major battling going on because this... Come here, Jay. Don't run away. Jay, you can stay. Come and play. This is a sci-fi claw-to-claw action game where you are the monster Astro Guy. Right, Rorge? And you're in a grueling battle through the city. This game has 12 stages. And today, on King of the Monsters, the expert's challenge is 4,000 points in Stage 4, Kyoto, Japan. So you have to meet or beat 4,000 points, 4,000 points in 30 seconds. Now, Mike, you have 50 points. Your opponents have zero. Of your 50, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on Jay beating the challenge. Do it now. We're chilling on the game. Yes, we are. Okay, he's done? Okay, he's kind of done. Are you done?
Yeah.
I think he's done. He's done. All right, turn around, Jay. Hands on your controllers. Ready, set, go. All right, Jay is off. All right, he's getting some good drop kicks in. Picked up 500 points for a good one. He kicked the building. Those are bonus points for picking up, of kicking the building. He's at 2,870 points. All right, he did another drop kick. Grabbed another 500 points. Okay, now jumping on the buildings, got him another 500 points. Some of the other buildings he can jump and kick on. He's done it. Whoa, my man. You kicked some monster butt while I was talking. Let's see how many points to wager. 25. We're adding that to your score. Head back over, guys. Way to go. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Beat him up while I was running my mouth. Way to go, man. We're going to add the 25 points to your score. You're up to 75, and you still have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Your score, you're up to 100 and you still have control. Move Mikey again.
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Oh no, it's a nostril firing dragon. Control gets zipped from you over to the red team, and red team, you get to move Mikey. What direction?
Down.
Okay, Mikey's taking a trip down. Hands on your buzzers, because I have a question for you. You give me the correct answer, and you will get 25 points and control. Remember, Mikey's in Camalittle. Here's your question. In which film version of a Shakespeare play does Mel Gibson portray the role of a brooding prince? Is it, yes, yellow team?
Hamlet.
Hamlet is it, yeah! All right, you have 25 more points to your score. You're up to 125, and you have control of Mikey again. You get to move in what direction?
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right, and guess what, gang? He's at the goal! All right, yellow team, you're at the goal. Red team, I'm gonna show you a list of categories from which I will ask the yellow team a question. Now, red team, the goal categories are, do you believe in fantastic films and kings and queens? Pick a category, red team.
Do you believe in?
Do you believe in? Okay, now, yellow team, this question is for you. The correct answer will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. If you miss it, then the red team will get the goal and 25 points by default. This is a question about fantasy forest creatures. Here's the question for you, yellow team. The race of half-human, half-horse creatures is called which of these? A, centaurs, B, chessmen, or C, saddlemen? You have 5 seconds to think about it.
A, centaurs?
Centaurs is it! Way to go, yellow team! You have a goal and the 50 points. Gang, let's take a look and see where everything was up here for round one. Pow! There were prizes at both ends of the corners. But right now, with 175, yellow team, that's your score. Red team, you're not on the board yet. But that is okay because in round two. The points are double. Twice as much action, twice as many amounts. Come on back and find out who will take it today on Nick Arcade. Yeah. We're back in the arcade. Joining me this time is Jay of the yellow team and Zara of the red team. We're going to play the face-off game Battle of the Bands. Now remember, you have to protect your amp from a sound wave going back and forth trying to zap you. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores. An opponent with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Hey, into positions, please. Strike up the chords. Ready, set, go. All right, a lot of going action happening now. Yellow team has a lead, a slight lead. Red team is keeping the pressure on. Time is ticking down. We're down to the final moment. Things are speeding up a bit there. The tune is getting better. As we get down to the last couple of seconds, it looks like the winner pulling it off this time is going to be the yellow team. All right, Jay, way to play. Get back over. Yeah. Jay was coming along this time. All right, Jay, you won the face-off for your team. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey going in round two?
In round two, Mikey's adventuring in the dark and dangerous Dungeon of Doom. But keep your torch lit well, because that hot-lipped dragon could be hiding in any shadow. Find your way past the goal, and you'll discover 100 points. Ah, good luck, teams. Back
thank
to you, Phil.
Thank you. Now, remember, gang, the four-piece is still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. The dragon's lurking. Beware of him. And video challenges up there. That's very cool. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone. Yellow team, you're up to 225 from winning that face-off, and you have control of Mikey to start round two. Move him, please.
Down?
Mikey's going down. He can't go down. He's at the bottom. He's got to go up to the left. Okay, Mikey's going up. Pop quiz. Hands to your buzzers. This will get you 50 points if you give me the correct answer to this question. Which of these would be the larva of a housefly? Is it A, caterpillar, B, maggot, or C, weevil? Yes, red team.
Weevil?
No, weevil's incorrect. Yellow team, do you have an answer? Which would be the larva of a housefly? Caterpillar, maggot, or weevil?
B.
B? Yes, B is a maggot. That's it exactly, yeah. All right, you have the 50 points and you still have control. Move Mikey again.
Left.
Mikey's going left. Fast forward. It's another one of our video puzzles. Now, take a look at this video on pause. If he started with a bucket of 30 balls, how many volleys can this guy return in 1 minute? The team that comes closest without going over will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Grab your writing boards there, okay? And you have 3 seconds to write your guess now. How many volleys can this guy return in 1 minute? Okay, they're done. Now, ready? Let's fast forward the tape. Trying to find out how many volleys this guy can return in 1 minute out of the 30 balls he started off with. It's kind of a bionic thing happening here. Okay, we're down to the last 5 seconds. And it looks like 22 returns. Okay, yellow team, what did you write down as a guess? 23, one over. Red team, what did you write down as a guess? 20. Red team, you didn't go over. You're going to get the 50 points. And you're going to get control of Sir Mikey. Move the mic star.
Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left. Oh my goodness, as quickly as you got it, it gets taken away. Yellow team, you have control. Move Mikey.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Video challenge! Hey guys, hey, come back here again. Guys are coming back again. Yellow team dudes are here again. Guys, video challenge, you know what to do. Who's gonna be my player? Mike's going to play. Okay, Jay, you hang up to the board. Mike, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, El Viento, The Addams Family, Steel Empire, and King of the Monsters out of it because we played it. Which one of the remaining four?
Steel Empire.
Steel Empire. Head on over there. Come on with us, Jay. Steel Empire. Hey, we're taking to the air because this is a futuristic shoot 'em up where you are the Stryker airplane defending the Republic of Silverhead from the evil Motorhead Empire. This game has 7 stages, and today on Steel Empire, our expert challenge is set at 11,500 points in stage 1. You have to meet or beat 11,500 in the 30. Now, Jay, right now you have a decent, you have 275 points, and your opponent's at 50. Of your 275, write down your wager now. He's writing it down. Mike and I are waiting. Okay, he's done. Good. Thank you very much. Turn around, Mike. Ready, set, go. Okay, now that's a Stryker airplane that he's flying. Just picked up. All right, he's picking up some good points, 200 points in each one of the small fighters he's getting. He's up to 4,100. Okay, he got hit, and there's a vital sign over there. Each time he gets hit, some of his power's taken away. He's getting some of the tanks. The tanks that he's blowing or firing at will get him 100 points. All right, now one more hit, he's going to be in trouble because his warning light is clicking on the vitals. With the 8,700 points, he used one of his special weapons. You did it! Yeah, hey, man! Mike, at the last second, used one of his special weapons and pulled it off. We're going to add 25 points to your score. Head back over, guys. Yeah. All right. Corey was in danger. Used a special weapon. Blew that stuff right out of the sky. Way to go, Mike. We're going to add the points to your score. You're up to 300, and you still have control. Move the big Mike still on the board again.
Right?
Mikey's going right. Hot quiz. Boom. Hands on your buzzers for 50 points. Directly answer this question. The Bastille was a fortress used to house prisoners until it was overtaken by revolutionaries in what nation? Is it A? Yes.
France?
France is it, yellow team, yeah! Didn't even need a clue. 50 more points for you. And you get to move Mikey again. No, you don't. That sound is telling me that we're almost out of time in round 2. We're gonna move Mikey straight to the goal. We are in sudden death. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round 2. Hands on your buzzers, gang. Here's the question. The expression, tying the knot, will refer to people doing what? Yes, red team.
Marriage.
Getting married. Yes, that's it, red team. You have the goal and the 100 points. Gang, let's reveal the board and see where things were scattered in this round. Pow, prizes up at the top in the corner, down in the middle. Right now, yellow team at 350. You have a higher score. You are going into the video zone. Red team, you got the goal, and you are making a valiant comeback. Andrea, tell them what they're leaving with.
BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise. And Petite Miss Cosmetics. It's fun to play dress up with your own Petite Miss makeup set. It has lipsticks, blush, eyeshadows, and more. Pretty cool, pretty cute, pretty you with Petite Miss.
They're breathing a sigh of relief. You're going into the zone. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? You ready? All right. Hey, listen, gang, come on back and see what happens because Murlock is waiting for them. Hey, what's going to happen? You only have to come back and find out on Nick Arcade. Hey, we're back. I'm standing here with Mike and Jay. They're on the way through those doors into the video zone. Now you have 1 minute to get through all 3 levels. After the first 2, with the time left, you'll both take on Murlock in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get an awesome prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player 1 is in a haunted museum to retrieve 3 priceless pieces of art. But watch out for the gargoyle, the vampires, the tentacles, and the hand of doom. Pull back the curtain and the light will destroy all your enemies. Collect all 3 artworks and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Sing along to your favorite hits and make a recording with your own Singalodeon. In Japan, it's karaoke. In America, it's Singalodeon by Lone Star.
Player 2 is a snow slinger who has to hit 3 annoying elves with snowballs. But watch out for their snowballs and the ski crazy foxes and polar bears. Hitting the magical snowman will make him play an irresistible fiddle ditty, which forces the elves to dance their jigs for 5 seconds. Hit all 3 elves, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The Harvard Portable, basketball system adjusts easily from 7 to 10 feet, yet collapses for convenient storage. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiasts.
Okie dokie, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Gets three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous lightning blasts and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc for catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
The Apple Macintosh Classic. It's easy to set up and use and it runs thousands of applications from word processing to desktop publishing programs. From Apple, good luck in the zone.
Guys, Power Slam and Pam, go in there and hurt Murloc's feelings. Yeah! Make him feel the pain. Now remember, a lot of artwork pieces have to be grabbed and a lot of throwing in with the snow slingers. All right, ready, set, go, Jay. Start has been hit. One artwork right there behind him. All right, is that 55 seconds? Another one right behind him, backing up. He has two. Way to go, time is good. Power is good. All right, way to go, didn't lose a bit of power. All right, one out, right off the bat. What a good aim he has. Two, one left, he has great power. All right, they are going to battle. Murloc, yes, way to throw. Okay, they're down to one unit of power already. Oh, they're out of power, 25 seconds. Guard has been re-hit. They're going again, 22 seconds. One orb right in the head, way to go. Two orbs, one left to get. One, there it is. Oh, out of power. They're at 12 seconds. Let's start again, guys. All right, we're down to 10 seconds. Picking away. One orb. They're at 7 seconds. There's two orbs. One orb left to get. One orb left. Oh, my goodness. Murloc snuck down on them. Oh, my goodness. Murloc snuck down right at the last second. Hey, but they got past the first two levels, so they picked up the Singalodian, and they got the Harvard portable basketball hoop, and, of course, a little bit of money for making it past those through two levels. Here they come. Guys, hurrah. Way to go, way to go. Hey, listen, you did great in there. Now, what was your strategy while you were running around in your levels?
Stay and communicate together.
Stay and communicate together. And what about you when you were running up and down the stairs in the Haunted Museum?
Just trying to find it.
Trying to find it. Well, you did a great job finding it. When we got to the wizard level, it looks like time ticked out on you, but you did a great job. Gang, we'll see you next time with two new players on Nick Arcade.
Studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.